This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Rainfall and snowfall disrupt Delhi life and tourism in several districts in country. Nepal Mountaineering Association urges climbers and trekkers to avoid high mountain areas. Cyclone Montha developed in Bay of Bengal, likely to affect weather in Bagmati, Madhes and Kosi provinces from tomorrow. Government holding joint meeting with political parties and Gen Z representatives today to create atmosphere for parliament election. And Israel strikes Gaza after accusing Hamas of ceasefire violations. Now the news in detail. The rainfall and snowfall has disrupted daily life and tourism activities across the mountain districts including Solukhumbu, Mustang, Myagdi and Gorkha. According to the district administration office, Mustang, heavy snowfall occurring since yesterday morning in Muktinath, Korola border point and Lomantang areas of Upper Mustang has currently stopped. Chief District Officer Bisnu Prasad Bhusal said the snowfall accompanied by rain yesterday has affected both Upper and Lower Mustang. Snow accumulation of up to 6 inches has been reported in Muktinath, hampering the movement of devotees to the temple. Authorities have urged visitors not to travel from Kagbeni to Muktinath due to slippery roads and the risk of accidents. Deputy Superintendent of Police Chiring Kippa Lama said vehicles have been stopped along the narrow Jomso Muktinath road due to thick snow at several points including Kalobhir and Charkot. Tourist activities in Myagdi and Mustang have also come to a halt following continuous rain and snowfall. Treks to Annapurna Base Camp and other routes such as Ghorepani and Kopra Lake have been suspended. A team of security personnel has been deployed to assist tourists visiting Annapurna Base Camp due to heavy snowfall and adverse weather conditions. Chief District Officer Badri Prasad Tiwari said the large number of tourists and limited communication pose risk of illness and stranding. In coordination with the rural municipality, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force teams have been mobilized along the Annapurna North Base Camp trekking route to ensure tourist safety and provide assistance. Similarly, heavy snowfall occurred in Sagarmatha region since early yesterday has affected over 3,000 foreign tourists in the area. The District Administration Office of Solukhumbu has advised tourists not to travel as the trekking routes are invisible due to the snow cover and the possible risk of tourists getting lost. Likewise, continuous snowfall since last night in northern region of Gorkha has forced tourists heading towards Larke Pass to stop at Samdo, the last village on the route. Snowfall has exceeded 1 meter so far, prompting the armed police border security force to ban travel to upper areas until conditions improve. Meantime, Manang and Mustang, the two trans-Himalayan districts in Gandaki province, experienced heavy rain yesterday. According to Dinkar Kayasta, information officer at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the heavy rains were recorded in the two districts due to the influence of westerly winds and a low pressure system developed in the Arabian Sea. Meanwhile, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged everyone to take precautions amidst the forecast for rains and snowfall. Similarly, the Nepal Mountaineering Association has urged climbing teams and trekkers to avoid high mountain areas due to heavy snowfall. In a notice issued by the association president Phur Gelze Lama, travelers were advised to stay in safer locations, avoid crossing mountain passes and maintain regular contact with trekking companies and the association. The weather is likely to be affected in Bagmati, Madhes and Kosi provinces from Thursday tomorrow to Saturday due to cyclone Montha developed in the Bay of Bengal. The cyclone is in the stage of entering into Andhra Pradesh of India and would arrive in Nepal gradually becoming passive. It will be shifted to the central part of Nepal as the low pressure system causing rain. As the system turns active, there is a chance of moderate snowfall in some areas of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Due to potential rainfall and snowfall, risks such as sudden flooding and landslides in rivers and streams may arise, which could also affect Delhi life, road and air transportation, agriculture, tourism and other sectors. The water flow in the Bagmati, Kamala, Kosi and Kankai rivers along with their tributaries is expected to increase significantly, potentially reaching alert levels, the department noted. There is also a high possibility of flash floods in some rivers flowing through the Kathmandu Valley, Kavre, Sindhupaltok, Dholkha, Makwanpur, Chitwan and Sindhuli in Bagmati province, Bara, Parsa, Sarlahi, Rautahat, Mahottari, Dhanusa and Saptari in Madhes province, and Sankhwa Sabha, Taple, Jungpanchtar, Terathum, Bhojpur, Dhankuta, Ilam, Chapa, Morang and Sunsari districts in Kosi province. Hence, the department has called for all concerned agencies and the general public to adopt precautionary and safety measures. The government, which is mandated to hold the election to the House of Representatives on the 5th of March 2026, has decided to hold a joint meeting with the political parties and the Zinzi representatives. According to Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel, the meeting is scheduled for 4 p.m. at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar today. It will be the first time the political parties and Zinzi are meeting following the protest of September 8 and 9 that toppled the then government, caused dissolution of the House of Representatives and formation of the present interim government. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has said the country's security situation is gradually turning normal with the formation of the incumbent government. In his address to the security coordination meeting held at the Armed Police Force Nepal No. 2 Chinnamasta Brigade headquarters in Mahottari, he said the government is emphatically working to normalize law and order and service delivery that was derailed after protests led by the Zinzi conduct the upcoming March 5 elections in a free and fair manner and promote good governance. The Home Minister further said the government has taken its move focusing on the elections by analysing the law and order situation in the districts in the current state and gradually fixing the challenges. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israel has carried out airstrikes in Gaza in response to what Israeli officials said were violations of the U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement. According to the BBC, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz accused Hamas of attacking Israeli soldiers in Gaza on Tuesday and breaching the terms on returning the bodies of deceased hostages. The Palestinian armed group claimed it had no connection to the attack and insisted it was committed to the ceasefire deal. According to Gaza's Hamas-run civil defense agency and hospital officials, at least 33 Palestinians were killed in the series of Israeli strikes. The attacks hit homes, schools and residential blocks in Gaza City, Beit Lahia, Al Buraj, Nusrat and Khan Yunis. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. There is a possibility of moderate snowfall in some high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. According to the department, one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Bagmati provinces are likely to receive heavy snowfall today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rain and snowfall disrupt daily life and tourism in several districts in country. Nepal Mountaineering Association urges climbers and trekkers to avoid high mountain areas. Cyclone Montha developed in Bay of Bengal, likely to affect weather in Bagmati, Madhes and Kosi provinces from tomorrow. Government holding joint meeting with political parties and Gen Z representatives today to create atmosphere for parliament election. And Israel strikes Gaza after accusing Hamas of ceasefire violations. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.